This is the Assumption Church Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Assumption Church is a Roman Catholic community under the care of the Franciscan Friars Conventual of Our Lady of Angels Province. It is a community of faith which is active in service, and its ministries bring the gospel message of peace, reconciliation, and love to Syracuse and all of Central New York.
Being a teacher, sometimes I would ask my students in my religion classes early on, what would be the first words that you would use to describe Jesus as far as you understand him? You know, guys would come into the school with various different amounts of religious education, you might say. Some guys were very familiar with the Bible. Some had never touched a Bible or been in a church in their entire life. But even those that hadn't had some sense of who this Jesus guy was. And of course, one of the top words they would use to describe Jesus was that he was nice. He was a nice guy. He was good. He was cool. Which, you know, may be true to some extent. But then we get a gospel reading like today where it sounds anything but nice. It actually sounds like he's kind of a jerk to this poor woman from Canaan. What's going on there? Why is Jesus so nasty to this poor woman who just wants to help her daughter? Like, doesn't he get it? It's kind of a disconnect. Is this really Jesus? Or is this, did he have a bad day? Did he wake up on the wrong side of the bed? What's going on? Well, we need to look at the context of the story to understand what is he trying to do here. I think I can assure you, first off, of course, that Jesus is not trying to be mean to this woman. But he's trying to teach a lesson, a very important lesson to the people that are hearing him. The gospel specifies that this woman is a Canaanite. A Canaanite. Now, if you read the Old Testament of the Bible, so many of the problems that the Israelites deal with come because of the influence of the Canaanites, who worshiped idols, who kind of had a corrupting influence on the people of Israel. They were trouble. They were big trouble. And so this woman who's a Canaanite would not have been somebody that any of the Israelites there would have respected. In fact, she would have been somebody that they would have certainly rejected, shied away from, you know, don't go near her. She's one of these, one of them, the out crowd. And Jesus initially seems to express those same sentiments toward her. We hear him initially not even responding to her. The second time, again, saying no to her request, ultimately. And the third time, comparing her to a dog. What's going on? We see here, though, that Jesus is doing two things. On the one hand, he's giving this woman a chance, you might say, to really claim her faith in him. Because it can be easy, I think for all of us sometimes, we go to God for an easy answer, an easy solution to something that we need. He's like the little genie in the bottle. You go to Jesus and he solves the problem. But that's not the best way to live in relationship with God. Jesus is calling us to deeper faith and to love that doesn't just give up when it's not easy, when things get difficult. So he's inviting her to deepen her faith and to proclaim it publicly in that sense. And notice that she's not asking for just anything. She's not asking for a fancy car. She's not asking to win the lottery. She wants to heal her daughter. She's focused on caring for somebody else, somebody else's needs. On the other hand, though, think about it. The people of Israel that are hearing this can't believe that Jesus is even talking to her in the first place. And then when they see, wait a minute, in the end he's saying that she has great faith and that God's power is going to heal her daughter, even though she's a Canaanite woman, even though she's a pagan worshiper. What's going on here? We receive hints in the psalm as well that Jesus comes to expand God's family, to make it clear that access to God's love does not only come through the hereditary line from being a blood relative of Israel, because for many centuries that was their idea, that God's blessing, that this relationship with God is only accessible to this particular family. And if you're outside of this family, if you're one of these other nations, you don't get access to God's blessings in the same way. It's like there's two classes of citizens here. There's the Israelites and everybody else. And Jesus is clearly saying that for those other people, sometimes those other people have more faith and are more persevering and have more love than even the chosen people of Israel. And that through those statements of faith, through our love, we can come to share in God's blessings just as much as the chosen people, as the Israelites. So in a certain way, it's almost like teaching the Israelite listeners, wait a minute, I need to kind of re-examine myself here, re-examine my faith, my own, the strength of my own convictions. Because if even this woman here, you know, if I was that woman and I went to Jesus and asked for help and he just ignored me, I probably would have given up on the spot, right? Like, that's just me. I'm easily embarrassed. I don't want to make a scene. I would just kind of duck my head and walk away. She doesn't. She gives such a powerful example of faithfulness and of belief. Now, brothers and sisters, how many times in our prayer, sometimes we might be praying for something that we really need, that's really serious, and we don't feel like we get a response. And so we give up. We just quit praying for it. This woman gives us the example to persevere, to keep praying, to keep striving and asking the Lord for that which we need. It's beautiful. You know, all these centuries later, we still remember this woman. They don't give her a name, but perhaps in a certain way, all of us could come to relate with this woman, this Canaanite woman. And maybe in our own lives, perhaps we can feel a bit like Canaanites. Maybe we haven't made the best choices always. Maybe we don't feel like we necessarily deserve the blessings that God wants to give. And yet, our gospel today shows us that even if we might not feel like we have the best faith, maybe we have a checkered past, maybe we don't know all the theology, the Lord looks at our heart and responds to our heart, responds to that sincerity and that faithfulness. We can take great hope in that, so that whatever you and I are praying for, whatever we need, we go to God with perseverance, not letting discouragement get in the way of our prayer, of our faithfulness. And like for the Canaanite woman, in our lives, miracles start to happen. Maybe not always in the way that we think they will, maybe not always in the way that we would plan for the miracles to happen. But Christ is just as much alive and at work in our lives today as he was in the lives of his apostles, of his disciples, of the Canaanite woman, all those centuries ago. This is our belief as Christians, that he is alive and among us, and he is at work, and he desires to bless us. As we pray today, let's ask our Father for the gift of faith as strong as that Canaanite woman that does not give up, even when we feel like God is silent, even when we feel like God doesn't listen to us, but to understand that God's inviting us to deeper faith, to deeper hope, and to deeper love.
Thanks for listening to the Assumption Church podcast. To listen to more episodes, connect with us in our community, or join us for worship, please visit assumptionsyr.org.